welcome to K-Drama School. I'm your host, Grace Jung. Hello, folks. I am recording this while I am on the road. I am currently in, where is this place? Glenwood Springs, Colorado. That's where I'm at. I've been traveling for a couple days now. I left Los Angeles, I guess yesterday. Yeah, I left LA yesterday. On June 1st was the day I left LA. And, you know, it's a very different experience than when I left New York. Because when I left New York in September of 2015, I remember sobbing hysterically in my car as I was driving away because I was leaving everything behind. I was leaving behind my family, leaving behind all my friends, leaving behind my job, all like everything to go somewhere completely new. And I guess it was daunting, so I was crying a lot. But then this time around, as I was leaving LA to go back to New York and then eventually to Wisconsin, it wasn't a very emotional experience, to be honest with you. I remember throwing away everything. By the way, did you know that whatever you buy ends up in the garbage can? Did you know this? Because that's exactly what happened with me. Like, I threw away my whole entire life. Like, I'm recording this in my car right now. And everything that fits in my car is what I brought. Did I send 6 boxes of books and DVDs to my parents' house? Yeah, I did. You know, and that's something you need to know. Media mail. If you send things via media mail, it is way cheaper. Did you know this? If you did not know this, now you know this. Media mail is the way to go. I threw away all of my furniture, all right? Everything I've ever loved and owned for the last 9 years, I've parted ways with, all right? And going through that process, I realized like I needed the last 3 years of, you know, Buddhist meditation, Buddhist philosophy, like non-attachment, non-clinging exercises. I mean, that stuff helped a lot in this current process. So anyway, that's what I want to say to you all. Whatever you buy ends up owning you. Even journals. Like I had journals from like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And I had kept them. I had kept them all these years. And I was just like, this is just weighing me down. It's just extra baggage. I need to let it go. So I threw them away. I threw away so many mugs. Like for those of you who know me, I love mugs. I love coffee mugs, teacups, ceramics. That's my favorite. And I threw the majority of my mugs. I had a Mike Perry special Duvel cup that I threw away, which I had for like 10 years in the garbage can. Yeah. I threw away a $70 antique mirror. Threw that away. But I put it like on the curb, so I know that somebody will take it and I know it'll serve them well. In fact, as I was throwing things away, I saw my neighbors like grabbing things and taking it into their house. Like the neighbors that I never spoke to because they creeped me out. Like, that's one thing I would like to change about my life once I get to my new place in Madison, Wisconsin. I want to live in a nicer neighborhood. I want to be friends with my neighbors. Like, that's something I would like to develop. Like, I've never developed any kind of relationship with my neighbors in any of the places I lived in. Ever. Not really. So that's something I would like to do. Is Colorado beautiful? Yeah. You didn't ask, but yeah, Colorado's beautiful. I think of all the places I've driven through, Colorado is probably the most beautiful state. And yeah, the drive so far hasn't been so bad. I drove out of California, drove out of Nevada. I stopped by Las Vegas briefly. No, I did not gamble. I used their fancy toilets inside their fancy hotel. And I had like a $20 Caesar salad with no chicken. I spent the night in a place called Beaver, Utah. And it was a very crummy motel with, moths and, bugs in the bathroom with a you know, those knobs that don't work, so you couldn't control the temperature. Yeah, it was a shitty motel, but was it beautiful? Yeah, Beaver is a very beautiful place in Utah. They have a creamery there that's famous or something. I am currently in a place where they're very famous for their hot springs. I myself have not used the hot springs. I spent the afternoon in my hotel room doing work. I think that's enough personal updates from me. Let's get into some K-dramas. I know I didn't cover anything last week, so I'll cover something today. I remember asking some of my listeners about shaman-related shows, and somebody mentioned Hi Bye Mama. Very good recommendation. Thank you for mentioning that. Shout out to my listeners for mentioning that. Very good recommendation, because Hi Bye Mama does have a shaman character. First of all, Hi Bye Mama. Let's talk about this. This show came out in the year 2020. It stars Kim Tae-hee, and this is her big return to the small screen. Like, she hadn't done television in a minute. And Kim Tae-hee was back in action on the small screen. Kim Tae-hee, I have seen her do two dramas in the past. She did a drama with Kung Yu way back when, and it's a terrible show. Like, even with Kim Tae-hee and Kung Yu, it still sucked. So what does that say? It was an awful show. I think that came out like maybe 15, 20 years ago. But after that, she did a show called Stairway to Heaven. That show, not so bad. Stars Choi Ji-hoo and what's his face? Lee Sang-woo? Yeah, Lee Sang-woo and Choi Ji-hoo are both in that. And Kim Tae-hee plays the evil girl. She plays the villain. And she kills it as the villain. She's so good at playing evil. She has kind of like an evil-looking face. Like, she has the kind of face that looks like, oh, you think you're hot shit, don't you? Like, she looks like a bit of a stuck-up bitch, you know? Here's the thing. Kim Tae-hee went to Seoul National University, okay? She went to Seoul-dae. So if you want to look that pretty, and you're going to go to Seoul-dae, like, bitch, like, people are going to hate. Like, people are going to hate on you, all right? Like, just, there's just no going around it, all right? I love her. I think she's fabulous. But, you know, we don't really know what her personality is like. She's done a variety show, like, 15 years ago, more than 15 years ago. She was on Infinite Challenge briefly. And like, that was like the only time she did a variety show, I think. Maybe she did like one or two since then. But yeah, this was her big return to television after getting married and having a couple kids with P. Yeah, Rain. She's married to Rain. So you K-pop kids out there, this is some K-pop history for you guys. Kim Tae-hee is married to a K-pop idol, a huge one, named P, aka Rain. Anyway, Kim Tae-hee is on this program and she plays a ghost. Yeah, Kim Tae-hee died after getting into an accident while she was pregnant. And then she gave birth to a daughter and the surgeon was her husband. Yeah, and then she died on the table but saved the daughter. And then the surgeon was like traumatized ever since that incident. And so Kim Tae-hee comes back as a ghost. Or she never went away. She always stuck around as a ghost because she wanted to be near her daughter. And her daughter is still in nursery school. She's like, not quite, you know. But then something happens. Kim Tae-hee reincarnates as her own self, like in the living flesh. And she has a shaman bestie. Yeah, her sidekick is a shaman. And this is why the listener recommended it. Her shaman bestie tells her, look, if you don't go back, like if you don't complete your mission and go back into the next world, which is what you're supposed to do as a ghost, then you're going to end up becoming like this thing that you don't want to be, like some kind of weird, bizarre being, a spirit entity, an evil one that you don't want to be. Because the Kim Tae-hee ghost that she is like not evil. She's a loving mother who just does not want to part from her family. This is a very intense show because she's got not only her attachment to her daughter, but also to her mother and to her ex-husband. It's not her ex-husband. It's her her widow husband. Yeah. Her widower of a husband who was remarried. He has another wife. So it's like, girl, there's no place for you here. Like, you should have moved on, you know? And you know what? Like, now that I'm talking about this show, it's a very timely show for me to be talking about currently, right? Because, like, I left LA. I left Hollywood. And yeah, like there's just no place for me there at this moment, as far as I can tell, because everybody out there was struggling. Like, I caught up with an old friend of mine, and he does TV. Like, he does TV, he does theater, like East West Players, like big stuff. And he was trying to get a job at Costco, and he couldn't get a job at Costco. All right. But he's married. He has a wife who supports him. He has kids who support him. I mean, not fiscally. They just support him emotionally and mentally. But his wife does support him financially and emotionally and mentally. And it's like, it's easier for people who are married and have a partnership, you know, because it's a dual income household. When one of them is not making any money, then it's a single income. But in any case, you get the point, you know. So, yeah, like I felt like thematically there was just some relevance for me. Like it resonated with me personally. But the shaman character is very interesting because the shaman is a woman and she works to send spirits along to the next life. Because if the spirits hang on and cling to the earthly realm, then they become evil. So there are these like realms, like tiers of planes of existence that the shaman is conscientious of, and then her job is to send spirits along, you know. So this also goes back to the whole clinging concept, non-attachment, that kind of idea. Because if you can't let go of the past, if you keep clinging to the past, if you keep insisting on the past to be what it is, then, you know, you're gonna have issues, you're gonna have problems. In any case, Hi Bye Mama, really interesting show. Thank you, listener, for mentioning this show, bringing it to my attention. I completely forgot I had seen it back in 2020 when it came out, and then I never covered it. So it's a good opportunity for me to cover it. So thank you so much for mentioning it. My listeners, if you guys have other TV shows that you want to comment on that does feature a shaman or has like a strong shaman aspect to it, please feel free to comment on it and I will be happy to review it and possibly incorporate it into my syllabus. Yes, a whole new syllabus about shamanism and Korean clowns. So that is something I will be working on this coming fall. You guys take care of yourselves. Be well. Enjoy yourselves. Happy summer. Happy June. Happy Pride Month. Okay, happy Pride Month. Yeah, we should acknowledge that. If you have any shows that you've seen that have like positive representations of LGBTQIA+ members, mention it. Comment it. Mention it. Comment it on my Instagram at KDrama School. Or at Grace Jung Comedy, or you could visit kdramaschool.com, gracejungcomedy.com. You can also buy my book, K-Drama School, A Pop Culture Inquiry into Why We Love Korean Television. I do have a show coming up at PNT Knitwear in Manhattan. It's in the, I think, Chelsea area. It's Lower East Side, Manhattan, PNT Knitwear. It's going to be on June 15th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please come through. It's going to be an amazing show. I will be selling my books. I will be signing. So if you're in New York, come on through. I'd be happy to see you. Happy Pride Month. I will see you all next week.